B-Pod Studios.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. And yes, Jimmy Buffett tickets are up for grabs. So let's see if we can get a winner right now with our frenzy.
105.7 WROR's free ticket frenzy.
Okay, WROR, who is this?
This is Nancy.
Nancy, where are you from?
Yes. Rentham.
Nancy from Rentham.
You are caller number 10. You're going to Jimmy Buffett.
Yes. You're going to go see Buffett.
Oh, I'm so excited. I haven't seen him in years.
Oh, my God. It's going to be a Saturday night, August 14th at the Xfinity Center.
Oh, my God. This is awesome.
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, who are you going to go with? Or who's going with you?
Oh, gosh. I'm going to have to choose one of my daughters.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay. You want a designated driver? Take the one that doesn't drink. Okay.
That's a good idea.
Okay, my
younger
one.
Yeah,
all right, perfect.
We're here to help.
Preface it that way.
Mom's cutting loose.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Hey, Nancy, need you to hang on, okay?
Okay. Thanks very much, guys. Have a great day.
Don't go anywhere. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. Okay, there we go. Yeah, Buffett tickets, Xfinity Center. August 14th here coming up in a couple of weeks. Tickets are still available through LiveNation.com. You can get them or you can win them with our free ticket frenzy that continues. All right, this is Dirty Laundry, LBF.
All right, well, what actress says that she doesn't date, she just either meets them at work and marries them or gets pregnant by them? I'll tell you in 1 second. But before that, happy birthday to Prince George. The future king is 8 today. And he's cute and adorable. Oh,
Georgie Porgy.
And, cute. I wonder if he'll hear from Uncle Harry.
He better.
I know.
Come on.
Let's see.
Let's see if he puts them in his new book.
Right. That George. Hey, the Kennedy Center is naming its 2021 Lifetime Achievement Award winners. And the list is good. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Joni Mitchell, Motown founder Berry Gordy, Bette Midler, opera singer Justino Diaz, and the creator of Saturday Night Live, Lorne Michaels. They are going to be celebrated at the 44th Annual Kennedy Center Honors that are on TV next year.
Joni Mitchell?
No, later this year.
Yeah. Do you like any Joni Mitchell?
I do like Joni Mitchell, but she...
Help me think of... Right?
Yeah, but like, I have to be melancholy to listen to her. She's not somebody you listen to when you're in a super good mood, like when you win the lottery or something.
No. Slow,
Joni Mitchell's
slow jam.
Just like,
slow jam.
I'm so sad.
Right.
That's when sadness takes the wheel.
Yeah.
All right. So who is it who doesn't date but does other things? Miss Kate Beckinsale. She was talking about how she's never been on a date and how she does find her men. Here's what she had to say.
Okay.
You know, I've really barely ever been on a date. I literally kind of meet someone, get to know them at work, and then either marry them or get pregnant by them. I don't think I've ever been on one of those, like, oh, a friend has set me up and I'm meeting a total stranger. I've never done. I just can't think of anything I'd hate more than sitting in front of somebody I don't know that chances are I won't like, and then have to sit and watch them eat food.
Well, that's true.
It's terrible.
You know what? Julia didn't have to do that last night on her so-called date.
Nope.
Didn't have to sit across from that guy, snarf down his whatever.
Right.
Nachos.
No.
Nachos would be a good first date, though, wouldn't it?
No.
Why not?
Spillage. There's a lot of spillage. Plus, I don't do that. I don't do nachos.
You can learn a lot by eating nachos
exactly.
with somebody.
And the thing is that I don't do nachos daintily.
Oh, so
apparently. Spilling. I mean, my God, what are you?
You just got to scoop all the stuff. And then sometimes, like, you know, if somebody takes the piece with all the cheese and guguts on it.
Then you learn something.
Then I'm like, who are you, selfish jerk?
Right.
And then when it's me,
That's why it's a learning experience.
It's a learning experience.
I don't want people to know that about me right off the bat.
Oh, you're hiding eyes. I got it.
Wow. They say nachos are the window to the soul.
Yeah, right.
She's hungry.
Yeah. What happened to the guacamole? Nothing.
There wasn't any guacamole. We didn't get guacamole. Hey, look. Julia did call. She doesn't want to go back on, but she did say thank you to everybody who chimed in and gave her that support that she needed.
That boost.
Right? And she says, I definitely will update my pictures. It was like an oversight. It wasn't like
right. It wasn't
deliberately.
Like she was doing it on purpose.
So anyway, mission solved. She's feeling great. Thanks for all the good calls.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.